Good evening, everyone. John Curta here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today. The Deckerville School District Board of Education will meet at 7 p.m. on Monday, July 27th, in the high school library. According to the preliminary agenda, the board is expected to approve updates to the junior-senior high school handbook, the district's course offerings, the virtual course catalog and handbook, and to set the dates for the Board of Education meeting during the 2026-27 academic year. The board is also expected to approve hiring a speech and language pathologist and coaches for fall sports. During the meeting, administrative and department heads reports are expected to be given. And a new nonprofit grocery store is preparing to serve Saginaw residents by expanding access to affordable, nutritious food. The Saginaw Community Food Club and Kitchen welcomed the public during an open house this week ahead of opening its membership-based grocery store. Organizers say the food club was created to address gaps in the local food system by offering fresh and healthy food choices at reduced prices for qualified households. Residents who meet income eligibility guidelines can join the program, allowing them to shop for groceries at the nonprofit market. Supporters say the initiative is designed to make healthy food more accessible while helping families stretch their grocery budgets. And a 20-year-old Midland man is facing a felony assault charge following a road rage incident in Bay City that was captured on a vehicle's dash cam. Authorities say the confrontation happened Wednesday around 5:30 p.m. at the intersection of South Mountain Street and West Thomas Street, where a Ford Fusion and a white SUV were involved in a minor traffic collision. Investigators say the driver of the Fusion, identified as Rowan Kreutzer, exited his vehicle after the crash. Dash camera video shows the SUV beginning to move forward before stopping after the SUV driver got out. Kreutzer allegedly struck him with a single punch, causing the man to fall to the ground. According to Bay City Police, Kreutzer later told officers he did not see the SUV before the crash and believed he was about to be hit when he threw the punch. He also told investigators he did not intend to seriously injure the other driver. The injured man was taken to a hospital, where medical staff diagnosed him with a brain bleed. Prosecutors have charged Kreutzer with assault with intent to do great bodily harm less than murder, a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison and a possible $5,000 fine. During his arraignment Thursday, a judge set bond at $10,000 cash surety with a 10% provision. When we come back from this Franklin Restaurant sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
All you can eat Taco Tuesdays are back at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant. You heard right. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant has all you can eat Taco Tuesday every Tuesday. And your ticket to Flavor Town doesn't stop there. Mondays, you can sink your teeth into mouth-watering prime rib. Wednesdays, rib night. And Thursdays, you can enjoy a juicy New York strip. Fridays are Fish Fry Fridays, and there's also a full menu of the best quality food that is organic diet-friendly at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant in Bad Axe. Whether you're looking for fresh, light meals, classic comfort food, or something for that special occasion, the Franklin Restaurant delivers consistent quality you can taste. If you live or work in the Thumb, you owe it to yourself to enjoy food that is straightforward, well-prepared, and mindful of what goes into it. Because you are what you eat, so make it the best. Good food, honest service, and a meal you can feel good about. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant, kitchen open 3 to 9, lounge open all day. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant is on the east side of Bad Axe across from Self Serve Lumber and Ossentoski Farm Equipment. Be sure to follow the Franklin Inn on Facebook for pop-up buffets and local events.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, House Oversight Panel reviews federal museum programming. A contentious debate took place. On Capitol Hill as the House Oversight Committee held dedicated hearings regarding historical representation at federal cultural institutions. Lawmakers questioned agency officials on exhibit funding, curation standards, and how historical narrative directors are implemented. Congressional representatives presenting differing views on institutional transparency and educational priorities. Museum administrators defend their professional curation process, reiterating their mandate to present comprehensive history to the public. In other national news, longevity platform company makes NASDAQ trading debut. Wall Street welcomed a notable newcomer as biotech firm Instinct Bio officially commenced public trading under the ticker BIOT following a major corporate combination. The company represents one of the latest regenerative medicine and longevity-focused platforms to enter the U.S. public markets. Market analysts view the listing as a test for investor appetite in specialized health technologies. Early trading volume reflected strong interest in commercial life sciences companies following a prolonged quiet period for biotech listings. When we come back from this AVS broadband sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
For 30 years, AVS Broadband has been more than an internet provider. They've been your technology partner. From the days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, AVS has been helping families and businesses across the Thumb stay connected through every stage of life. Because they're local, they understand the communities they serve and the technology challenges customers face each day. That's why AVS is committed to providing the right solutions to keep homes and businesses connected, secure, and running smoothly. And when you need a little extra help, the AVS tech team is ready to assist with technology support right inside your home or business. Whether it's internet, connected devices, or internal networks, you'll have a trusted local partner by your side. With technical support available 24/7, friendly local staff, and a commitment to staying ahead of evolving technology, AVS Broadband is here whenever you need them. Learn more at avsbroadband.com or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your technology partner for 30 years and counting.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news. Military helicopter crash sparks grounding fleet in Central Europe. A fatal accident involving a Bell Venom military helicopter during a routine training exercise in Central Europe has prompted Army commanders to temporarily ground all Venom and Viper aircraft. Military investigators have launched a full forensic inquiry into the technical cause of the low-altitude crash. Defense officials confirm that international air sovereignty missions will continue uninterrupted, with allied nations providing temporary air support during the safety review. The manufacturer has dispatched technical teams to assist investigating authorities. In other international news, international reaction mounts against new U.S. trade levies. Governments across Europe, Asia, and Latin America have voiced strong opposition to the latest round of trade tariffs implemented by Washington. Foreign ministers and trade representatives termed the levies inconsistent with existing international trade frameworks and fair market principles. The European Union and major Asian trading partners are preparing formal dispute claims before international trade bodies. Financial analysts warned that widespread retaliation could weigh heavily in global growth projections for the second half of the year. When we come back from this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with your obituaries.
This is Carmen Messing, Marketing and Admissions Director at Courtney Manor. At Courtney Manor, we believe that long-term care and short-term rehabilitative services should feel like home. Our community offers modern amenities like a gym, a cafe, a beautiful courtyard, and even a salon to keep you feeling your best. But it's more than just our amenities. It's about the people. We treat you like family, and we're here to make you feel comfortable, supported, and cared for every step of the way. Whether you're here for rehabilitation or long-term care, Courtney Manor is the place where you can feel truly at home. You deserve a community that values you, and at Courtney Manor, that's exactly what we do. We're not just another nursing home. We're your home, your family, and your future. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we have no obituaries to report at this time. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today.